This is Susan Yawkey in Washington. Coral reefs are the largest living structure on the planet and the only living structure to be visible from space. The World Atlas of Coral Reefs reports that reefs are distributed in 101 countries and territories, where they are vital for fisheries, coastal protection, tourism, and wildlife. However, they occupy less than 0.1% of the oceans. The World Resources Institute is about halfway through a 2-year study of the world's reefs. And despite publicity about the problem and government action to save the corals, the environmental watchdog organization finds reefs are in worse condition now than several years ago. We spoke about the reasons why with Loretta Burke, a senior associate with the World Resources Institute.
Coral reefs are quite delicate ecosystems. They thrive in a narrow band of environmental conditions, temperature, salinity, nutrient levels, pH of seawater, and sunlight and clarity of the water are all important factors that limit where coral reefs can exist. So there are many threats that have been growing for decades, such as overfishing pressure and runoff of pollution and sediment from the land that have threatened reefs in many areas.
Even though this issue has been in the news and we have been focusing on reef protection, you believe that the conditions now are worse than they were a few years ago?
Yes, but part of the problem comes from global threats, climate-related threats. As we increase greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, particularly carbon dioxide, there are problems for reefs.
Well, what needs to be done?
There's a greater awareness among individuals that corals aren't doing well and that we can do things like be more selective about the fish we purchase, the fish we eat in restaurants. We could focus more on resorts we go to and go to resorts that have sustainable designs, that have setbacks, that haven't removed their mangroves, that we could choose tour operators, you know, dive and recreational, marine recreation operators that are more environmentally aware, that take good care of their boats, that advise divers and snorkelers to not touch the reef. But there's also the role of government. And in many countries, there's regulations on the books to limit fishing pressure in specific areas, you know, establish no-take zones, or to ban destructive fishing. But these regulations are often not enforced, either for lack of financial resources, lack of boats, or lack of political will. So I think one of the most important changes that has to happen is enforcement of current regulations.
Why should people care about reefs?
There are so many reasons. They're fantastically beautiful, productive ecosystems. For many parts of the world, they are very economically important, both as a means of food and livelihood, but also as a magnet for tourism. And they also play a very important role in protecting the shoreline from storms and waves.
We've been speaking with Loretta Burke, a senior associate with the World Resources Institute in Washington. I'm Susan Yawkey, VOA News.